Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering, do you have a account for a customer? Like, I have, like, I need to know if I have an account with you. How about?
Okay. No problem. I can search. What's your name and your zip code real quick?
Kimberly DePinto, 44473.
473, let's see. All right. I think I found you, just to be sure. Could I ask for a matching street address to that zip?
25 South Alter.
Okay, let me get that loaded. All right, perfect. Appreciate your patience. This is going back to April. What I found is that there was an online customer support survey filled out. Afterwards, a sweepstakes entry completed, which was a chance to enter and win a mixer for your kitchen. Mm-hmm. It had started a subscription for a meal planning application called our Bites Hub. It's sent via email for download, and it does provide the a monthly enrollment for the contest, and basically contains recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb cravings, help you eat healthier.
Is this an online thing?
The application was sent to the CAC Gargoyle 1029@gmail.com. I do see there's also an offer to continue at $20 a month instead.
How was I enrolled in this? Just by entering to win something?
Yes, ma'am. Through the sweepstakes entry completed for the mixer. It was done back in April.
Never got the mixer.
It gained you a chance to enter and win, not that you would be sent a mixer.
I didn't know I was entering into something except trying to win something. That was it. It was just a stupid thing online. Why would I don't need health and nutrition. So I didn't know that I was entering when I went in to enter for the game. It didn't say anything about signing up for nothing. Does it
truly
on the app?
Okay. No problem. I'll get that processed. Allow me just a quick second. I'll also be able to provide a cancellation confirmation number once I'm done.
Yeah. Do I get my money back? I mean, you've taken $60 out of my account twice. And no. Hell no. Why would I do something stupid like that?
I'm sorry. Again, it wasn't made more clear, but yes, here for the month of May, we can assist with this billing. Now, there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee, but the refund amount would be $54.89 to settle within about 3 to 5 business days.
And the month before that? I haven't received anything, but I'm in for over $100 and some, and no, I don't think so.
The app was sent to the email provided, ma'am. I'll see what we could do on the non-refundable setup fee for the most recent month. Allow me a moment to reach out to my supervisor.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, I appreciate your patience. So I just got a response back from my floor supervisor. She did explain as a one-time courtesy, we can meet you halfway on the total on the account. So she waives the $5 non-refundable setup fee for this month. That would equate to a $59.89 refund. It'll reverse the billing done today. It's possible for the funds to hit back sooner, but we do advise 3 to 5 business days at the most.
So I'm going to get $59.89 back in 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, and I've already put through the cancellation for you, which prevents any future billings on the account.
And I just lose out on $60. for last month. Correct?
The company is viewing that billing as valid. I'll confirm. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your patience, ma'am, but I do stand behind the charge being valid for April. They do see that the application had been sent out to the email provided.
So just because it was sent out doesn't mean it was accepted.
That information would have been explained before you would have fully submitted your personal information to proceed.
Well, it sounds like it's quite the scam to me, but whatever. All right, well, make sure that I'm canceled and send me some confirmation to my email about all this that we discussed, if you could please do that.
Of course, all emails are generated by the system. I'm happy to share the confirmation number to keep in your records as well.
And how would my how would it come up on my email? What would it say?
The confirmation?
No, I mean, if you sent me something, what would it say? Because my bank account says Top Health Performance. What would it say on my email? Because I don't have that in my email.
No, that's a merchant ID that's on your bank statement. The application is called Bites Hub, BITESHUB.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen that on there, but I didn't know what it was. Okay, thank you. And I'll be looking for it.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support.